The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody.
That's Robin. She is, you need to put your up a little bit.
Oh, there, sorry.
That's okay. That's better. All right. So that's Robin. Robin, sweetie, let me be the first to wish you publicly a happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you. I wasn't going to mention it.
I did.
Didn't take you long either.
Well, it kicks off your birthday month.
No, my birthday month should have kicked off at the beginning of the month, but I just haven't felt it till this weekend, so...
I got
and that's
you.
Unusual for me.
I know.
I am a princess when it comes to Christmas and birthdays.
Well, you're not kidding. I mean, yeah, I know.
I think they're special.
Well, okay. Happy birthday.
And I try to make everybody else's special, too, not just mine.
Yes, indeed. You're right.
Mine does last a whole month, though.
I know. I've lived with you for long enough to know that. So.
Oh, I got a question.
What's the question?
Did you see that article?
Which one?
The one about the diver that got swallowed by the humpback?
No.
It was really cool. He kept his regulator on. That's the breathing
apparatus,
correct?
Yeah, I know what it is. Yeah.
I know. I'm asking if I had the right word.
Okay.
And he kept his breathing apparatus on. He thought he had been bitten by a shark, but when he got his wits about him, he realized he was inside of something. And this humpback had gone through, and they do something where they call it group... something where they just go swoosh through and just get everything in their mouth to eat.
Yeah.
And he figured he was going to die. I mean, he said there was no way I could get this whale's mouth open, and I was sitting in this whale's mouth. And all of a sudden, the whale shot to the surface and spit him out. I guess he didn't like the way he tasted. But they said his throat wasn't big enough to swallow him, actually.
Right.
But... I just thought that was really wild. He spent 30 seconds inside a humpback whale and survived to tell about it and didn't get an embolus on the way up, which they thought he might get because he was down so deep with the
whale
and it shot up so quick. They figured he might get one of those brain long emboluses, and he didn't. So it was a miracle. It was really wild. He's got some bruises and stuff.
Yeah, that's where they get too much, nitrogen in their blood, I think, something like that.
Something.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty cool story. I
just read it this morning.
No, I hadn't seen that one.
I've been awake since 1:30.
Of course, I've been a little preoccupied. We're getting the Crab magazine to the printer. Marilyn Loves Crabs to the printer next week, early next week. And so I've been putting layout together. I'm very pleased with the size of the magazine this year.
It's going to be a great one this year.
Yeah, big increase over COVID last year. What did we jump? What did I say? 16 pages went up. So that's a pretty good deal.
So lots of ads for lots of places everybody can go.
Oh,
so pick up your copy.
Everywhere. Yeah, we've had increases in southern Maryland and on the eastern shore, just everywhere. Yeah, just everywhere. We're very happy with that. Some of, I bite my fingernails to the last second,
It drives me insane.
And I feel like I'm bugging people, time frame is a time frame, I can't change that. So I'm sure
things get very tense around here the 2 weeks before my birthday.
Well, they do. And it's only because we're trying to get something done. Now, some
and this year, is our biggest magazine of the year, biggest single magazine.
It is. It absolutely is. We publish the Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Hunting Quarterly. But, we're just and we got a lot of pictures. We got a lot more pictures this year. than we have in the past, which is good. We got some kids, and we got some article about the whole family that crabs together and how they all prepare and how they all take part. Three girls. We've got an article about. I put together an article about the Magnuson-Stevens Act, which is the act that manages fisheries. There's a lot in there about the American model of conservation. And I don't know if people realize how fishing and hunting is funded in Maryland and in the country, but it's all about user pays public benefits. In other words, fishermen and anglers and hunters support themselves through not only license sales, which generates income for the state, but also when they purchase fishing and hunting equipment, firearms and ammunition, motorboat fuels and fishing tackle, archery tackle. There's an excise tax that is assessed on the manufacturer. It's right around 11% overall, and that of course gets passed on to us as consumers. And then that 11% excise tax is submitted, quarterly to the IRS by the manufacturers. And at the end of the day, that fund is called the Wildlife Restoration Act, the Sport Fish Restoration Act. It used to be called Pittman Robertson and Wallop Bro. Those funds are redistributed back to the states on a formula basis, which includes the sale of fishing and hunting license. So it's in the state's best interest to generate more fishing license and hunting license sales and have more people participating, so that they then are reimbursed or it's a grant actually from Pittman Robertson and Wallop Bro, or Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Funds. It's all called the American Model of Conservation, and there's a lot online listed about it. So I talk a lot about that because we've got some programs here in Maryland that are coming up, and I hinted at one last week about the R3 program. R3 is recruitment, retention, and what else is it called? Recruitment, retention.
Reactivation,
yes, the three R's.
I know why you have me around.
I know, me too. I love it. So the DNR is we had a conference call last Monday. A group of stakeholders. They didn't stay on long, but long enough to understand what was going on, and then reached out to the folks afterwards. So they helped us out a little bit. I wrote an article myself. Involving the 3R concept and what it's all about. And I can say that the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Fishing and Boating is the preliminary stage of creating an angler R3 plan to guide and coordinate efforts to retain, recruit, and reactivate anglers. The purpose of developing an R3 plan is not only to continue to promote the state's world-class fishing experience, but focus on coordinating and enhancing programs and services to support anglers to further their development in the sport. While the sport fishing industry contributes billions of dollars to the economy on the state level, revenue generated by license sales has a direct effect on our fisheries and fisheries management. Thus, fishing dollars are vital in securing our natural resources. Fishing and Boating Services is hopeful that the Angler R3 plan will increase collaboration with community-based groups, local governments, and other agencies which provide resources to anglers, particularly underserved communities. So there's going to be a lot of outreach when it comes to the fisheries service, and so that's that. We'll get the final website link, which will be going online on Monday, which is the Outdoor Recreation Survey, which is a Google survey. So that link will be reactivated on Monday, and I'll be able to list that in the article and take that to press. So that's good. Good stuff. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're giving fish and tackle away at the end of the month. A couple weeks, we'll be giving another fish and tackle package away. You're welcome to join us here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. Comment on anything you'd like to comment about. How's your fishing been? How's your crabbing been? 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd like you to join us on the show if you'd like, and we'd be more than glad to talk to you. But believe it or not, it's now time for our very first break of the day. Clyde Sports Shop. Yes, indeed. I mentioned fishing and crabbing. Well, that's what you can find when you go to Clyde Sports Shop. Anything you need for those endeavors, which is fishing tackle, like Shakespeare rods and reels, including the Ugly Stick. Great Fluger rods and reels. Been around a long time. Very famous name in fishing. They've got some really nice tackle. If you want to step it up a couple of notches, you can pick up a St. Croix rod. Very highly thought of St. Croix rods, and they are just a great rod for fishing. Live and frozen bait and minnows, a new fishing line. If you need to wind some line on your reels, you can do that. They've got pen rods and reels as well, and others that you can choose from for any kind of fishing application. They got everything you need for kids to go fishing. Trolling lures and things like Clark spoons and Sea Striker planers for when the Spanish mackerel get here. Licenses, rod repairs, all kinds of terminal tackle, lures and baits for any type of fishing. Circle hooks for rockfish, bucktails, umbrella rigs, and parachutes if you pursue the Maryland rockfish. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. And don't forget the crabbing supplies, too. Crabs and pots and live boxes and baskets and lids and trot line and their own seasoning, steamers, and so forth. 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. You know who else we need to talk about, baby?
Who else?
That would be our very own Backyard Billy's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite guy.
Yeah, he's nice people. Nice people. So, Backyard Billy's, you know, spring is, of course, sprung. Summer's right around. When's summer? Is that this month?
Yeah.
In another week or so, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, summer is here, you know? This week's going to be nice and hot. You'll be very much reminded of summer. We had a few hot days. It's not this rainy stuff we're having now, but you know what? You put it off long enough, and it's time to have a crab feast. It's time to have a family reunion. You got 4th of July right around the corner. Best to dress up that backyard first thing with a visit to Backyard Billy's. You will be inspired. You will be inspired to take a look at all the beautiful selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor furniture, patio furniture, tables and chairs, Adirondack chairs. You've got it. You can see all that stuff from Route 50 as you drive by at Exit 44. That's Evans Avenue. You'll find swing sets for the kids and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard, with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. 60 miles includes, you know, like Baltimore, no question. Now, inside the showroom at Backyard Billy's, you'll check out the barbecue grills. They've got the Traeger pellet grills. They've got the Kamada Joe. Yes, the egg-shaped grill smoker. Very nice grills and smokers, those Kamada Joes, and the Big Green Egg. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. I'm amazed at the amount of fire pits they have.
Really?
It's incredible, yes. I mean, they got little ones, you know, the little fire rings. You put a couple logs in and do a little. But then they've got these big fire pits. Freestanding fire pits. You can build a big fire in the bottom, and they, I mean, they're 3 foot tall at least, and they're very cool. And they've got ducks on them, they got fish on them, they got pot plants on them.
Yeah,
whatever you want. That's right. So you can browse the great looking garden decorations and the furniture for.
I love how you still giggle at pot. Go ahead. You just do.
I just think it's fun. That's all. Backyard Billy's, I don't smoke it, but, you know. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Here's the phone number, 410-827-4500. 827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44, Graysonville, Evans Avenue, your backyard. It's going to look just great. We'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
They're rioting in Africa.
They're starving in Spain.
There's hurricanes in Florida.
And Texas needs rain.
The whole world is festering with unhappy souls.
The French hate the Germans.
The Germans hate the Poles.
Italians hate Yugoslavs,
South Africans hate the Dutch,
and I don't like anybody very much.
But we shall be thankful and tranquil and proud, for man's been endowed with a mushroom-shaped cloud, and we know for certain that some lovely day someone will set the spark off, and we will all be blown away.
How nice.
How nice. All right. Let's get back into this a little bit. Hey, Maryland, turkey hunters harvested 3,910 spring gobblers, spring turkeys.
Not the two that were in Mom's backyard last night.
No, they didn't get those. So during the 2021 regular and junior turkey season, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources reported that figure. This year's harvest was 9% below the record harvest of 4,303 set in 2020, but still 4% above the 10-year average. Why were there less turkeys taken this year in 2020 than, or in 2021 than 2020, Robin?
Because I don't know. It could be 800 different reasons.
No, people were hunting more during COVID. There were less people employed.
Oh.
Okay.
So well, it people depends had, on how you look at it, really.
Well, people had, look. The shutdown cut came in the end of March. People decided, hey, I can't work. I'm getting unemployment. I'm going to go hunt.
Yeah, but remember, there were a bunch of hunting restrictions back then, too.
You had to hunt by yourself, which is what turkey hunters do, pretty much.
Not you.
And stay 6 feet apart, okay? So I really don't get that cozy with the guy I hunt with. You know, we don't get next to each other. Matter of fact, he's out of the blind sometimes, so that's okay. The only time we get close is when we take our picture together with the turkey. So anyway, people in 2020 took 4,303 turkeys, 3,910 during the spring of 2021. Turkey populations in much of the state have increased significantly in the past decade, Paul Petito said. It's not unexpected to see stabilization or slight decline in both numbers of turkeys in the spring harvest followed a period of growth. The percentage of juvenile turkeys or jakes reported in the harvest declined 16%. This supports the other survey data showing that the summer of 2020 was a below-average year for turkey production across most of the state because it was rainy in the spring just like it was this year. We didn't know. We lost a couple little robins here because of the cold,
yes,
rainy weather
did.
In the nesting
period. I was not happy.
Well, we know that one survived, so that's a good thing. And the nest is right here above our porch, so we could, you know, we were very close to it. Despite a decline in harvest, in many counties, the top three counties all posted harvests above 300 birds. Garrett County had 374, Charles with 353, and Washington with 345. It would have been 344 if I hadn't shown up one day in Washington County. Youth hunters kicked off the spring turkey season statewide on April 17th with a junior turkey hunt. Additional junior hunting opportunities occurred on the 18th in select counties. In total, junior hunters harvested 255 wild turkeys, accounting for about 6% of the total spring harvest. If you'd like to know what your county did, simply give us a call here at 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680, and we will share your county's numbers with you. But you can also go online to the department website and check that news out if you would like. 410-922-6680. I mentioned we're giving away another tackle package. Tim Sherman is supplying us with some tackle packages to give away, Tackle Box Tim. And, you know, it's really nice of him to do that at his expense. So we're I'm guessing he's going into tackle business here pretty soon after he retires from his regular job. And so, you know, he'll be out there marketing himself. And maybe things will normalize and stabilize, and he can go and do this flea markets and things like he's always done. 410-922-6680. Chris, do we have any callers on the line?
No, sir, not yet.
Wow. That's very interesting. Very interesting.
And now they're coming in.
Ah, I got it. Okay. Hey, as more people head outside for warm weather activities, the Maryland Natural Resources Police have remained busy protecting the state's wildlife, fisheries, and public lands. There's a few reports from the Natural Resources Police. Striped bass seems to be on the target list, and we have a number of people that were charged with illegal fishing for striped bass. Four Washington, D.C. men were charged for illegally fishing for striped bass in Dorchester County in May. On May blank is what it says. On May blank. Doesn't say the date. An officer observed four individuals fishing and catching striped bass during the prohibited hours in a closed spawning area. The officer observed them place the fish in a black trash bag and into a vehicle. While speaking with the men, the officer located a large black contractor trash bag containing 35 undersized striped bass. The men's names were Ramiro Garibay, 39 years old, Rafael Reyes, 40, Roberto Rodriguez, 46. All received multiple charges and faced up to $4,000 in fines. The fourth individual, Osvaldo Moreno, 36, was also charged with attempting to catch striped bass in a closed spawning area. How about that? A Westminster man was charged with multiple counts of illegal dumping on public land, poaching, and falsifying records. And we'll talk about him in a minute. Oh, maybe not. Did you get a name yet, Robin?
No. On what?
Who the callers are.
Uh-uh.
No. Anyway, this Westminster man was charged with multiple counts of illegal dumping on public land, poaching, and falsifying records. In late April, police discovered a large pile of commercial debris dumped on the trailhead of Patapsco Valley State Park in Howard County. Investigators say Matthew David Harrig, H-A-R-I-G, 28, used a dump truck to unload debris in the area. According to police, Harrig made several false statements while being interviewed and attempted to hinder the investigation by falsifying a landfill receipt. Nice guy. Officers also recognized Harrig as the person on trail camera photos relating to an ongoing criminal trespassing and illegal hunting investigation. A subsequent investigation revealed Harrig had been trespassing to illegally hunt white-tailed deer last year on posted land owned by the Maryland Police and Corrections Training Commission. Smart guy. Officers seized illegally harvested white-tailed buck antlers and filled numerous charges against Harrig. Sounds like this guy's an all-around nice guy. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Paul. Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, good morning. Long-time listener. It's ironic you brought up turkeys. I work in a very large industrial area off of Curtis Creek, Bay Meadow Drive, and on this road. So the other day, I walked around the back of the job, and there's a turkey there. Very huge. I guess a female. The guy has the beard, right?
Usually, yes.
Okay. And never has a turkey been seen in this area. And it's odd. We don't know how it got there. Was it dropped off? Was it a pet? Or it's weird.
And it's or it could have just wandered there. Probably has a nest nearby, or did.
It's, like I said, it's heavily industrial. It's been in chain-link fences and buildings, but it's showing up in, we own probably 10 properties in this area.
Right.
And it's showing up in every area. I don't know if it's just one turkey or the same turkey. I don't know how it's traversing these chain-link fences and buildings getting to other areas.
You probably have a little population there.
Okay. There's been coyote sightings in this area, Fox.
Yep.
I'm worried about the welfare of this turkey or turkeys. Should I just leave it alone or
yeah.
call DNR and have it trapped and relocated? Or?
They won't do it.
Okay.
No, I mean, you know, they're not going to come out and trap and relocate a turkey unless it's in jeopardy. And being in jeopardy does not mean subject to coyote attack. Being in jeopardy means
human
it's...
human nature. I mean,
yeah, it's caught somewhere and can't get out. And, you know, but so, no.
But the turkey looks healthy from what I can see.
Yeah.
So just leave her alone?
Leave her alone.
Okay, there's a lot of nuts and berries around here and grass. Like I said, it's surrounded by a creek, so...
Do you have cicadas?
Oh, plenty of them.
That's probably what has attracted the turkeys. They love cicadas. They get fat and happy on cicadas.
Okay, well, good. She's very healthy looking.
That's good. So that's good.
I just hope it's, you know, nothing hurts her. And I'm just curious if it's more than one. I don't know how it's getting to other buildings.
It could very well be, no question.
Okay, well, thank you.
All righty.
Have a great day.
You do
you
the same. Thanks
day.
For the call. You had a very nice wildlife sighting there, Paul. Very good.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Peter. Good morning, Peter.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, very good. Let me ask you if you have a sort of a solution for skinning out not skinning out, but defeathering birds, such as turkeys, pheasant, or grouse, whatever. I know my mother, when I was a kid, my mother would just, you know, we would take whatever bird we got, even a chicken or whatever, and putting in a very hot boiling pot of water to loosen the feathers to make it easier to defeather any kind of bird, whatever it was, grouse, whatever. Do you have any opinion on that? What do you do to, you know, take the feathers off a turkey?
I got your question. Okay. All depends on whether you want to leave the skin on the bird or take the skin off the bird. Now, you know, turkeys, a lot of people like to mount their turkeys. I was actually able to stand by and watch my taxidermist skin my turkey, and I did was able to recover the meat, the breast meat, the rear legs. Yeah, the hind legs. Turkeys only have two legs. The legs and so
anything.
Forth. Now, that's one way to skin the animal. For example, Canada geese and ducks, a lot of people harvest just the breast meat mostly. So they don't worry about the skin or the feathers or anything else. The bird is just cut down the breast or up the breast and spread open, and the breast fillets are harvested off. Some people keep the legs too, which is about the same way. And it's a skinless piece of meat. If you want to keep the feathers on, like a grouse or a pheasant or something like that, simply pluck it. Dry pluck it is one way. Other people do what your mother did and dump them in some scalding hot water and scald them to loosen the feathers. Other people actually float paraffin on the top of the pot or the bucket heat the water up to boiling, put the paraffin in there to melt, and when they put the bird in and pull the bird back out, the paraffin sticks to the feathers, and they use it like a peeling, like an orange, with a paraffin layer on there, and then discard the feathers, which leaves the skin intact. So animal, or you know, birds like pheasants and quail and ducks and things like that, that people want to leave the skin on, they do scald them and then take the feathers off. And some people just dry pluck them, which is no problem at all either. So it just, it leaves a few more pin feathers. Turkeys, that's a little bigger deal. You, again, scald them. Even the commercial operations where you get skin on your chickens and turkeys and things like that, they use scalding water as well. So, you know, that's the old ways are sometimes the best ways.
So, okay? So my mother was right at her time.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was the technique handed down for generations, and it still works. So,
mm-hmm. Mothers are usually right.
Like most things, you know.
Yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it till it is.
Right,
know?
Right, so. Right. No, that's interesting. You know, my mother was right.
Yep, exactly.
Just
you sound surprised.
Stick them in a pot of scalding water. And,
yep.
and it makes it a lot easier to...
Well, yeah, it does. I mean, it makes the feathers wet, number one, which means that the lighter feathers and the down is not going to fly all over the place because it's wet, you know.
Right, 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 right.
So, there you go. Hey, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate your show.
Not a problem. Thank you so much. Have
All
a great day.
All right. You too.
Yep. So, why am I always struggling here? Because I have so many papers to deal with.
Uh-huh.
Oh, by the way, it's free fishing day today. You don't need a license to go fishing today. Today is the second day of free fishing. Last Saturday was one. And then the 4th of July holiday, the 4th of July, that day, is also the last of the free fishing days in Maryland. So how about that? Hey, you know what? Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater invites you to their new location. And it is a nice location. We actually broadcast from there on the road.
It's gorgeous.
Yep, 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. That phone number is 410-956-0300 in Edgewater. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing and freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle as well. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting department with Hoyt, Matthews, Bows, and more on the way. And they even have some firearms in there now. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has fishing and crabbing bait, ice, stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. At Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. For more information, call 410-956-0300. Attention, watermen. Bring your license for your discount. The website is baycountrycrabbingsupply.com, 410-956-0300 in Edgewater. We'll be right back. Hello, Chris. Are we on the air still? I don't hear the station, do you? I don't know if you can hear us or not, folks. It sounds like we might be off the air.
Let me check, though.
I was out of the studio.
Ah, he's out of the studio.
I'm back now because I heard you.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
He gets very nervous.
Well, nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood. carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel. Great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Anybody, any calling?
I'll keep my freedom.
Yeah, go,
I'll
Hank.
Keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working. Try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes. Pictures on the wall.
Yep.
I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big BA. Keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name?
I like it.
I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
I remember when he came out with that song, that's for sure. Things have changed. Just when we were getting somewhere, we get this guy. I can't believe it. Unbelievable. All right, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-668. Chris has been in and out of the studio this morning, folks. Let me explain why. The Weather Channel has some technical difficulties this morning. Chris has been trying to get the weather.
He's working his tush off.
Working hard. Apparently there's somebody on the other end at the wherever they get the weather that is unfamiliar with how the radio thing works. And, you know, the radio stations call in and get their pre-recorded weather, and whoever it is kind of clueless.
And be honest, when it comes to technology and stuff like that, you get very nervous.
I do.
Like going off the air, and you get a little tight.
I do.
Okay.
But I don't know if my microphone's on, so I don't want to.
You just keep playing with it. Just keep going until you figure something
out.
Well,
I didn't hear you filling in. I didn't hear you talking.
That's because you wouldn't shut up.
I don't think that was the reason. You've got the headphones on just as much as I do. You can hear dead air. You can certainly fill in.
It was fine.
Like.
We were going.
Can fill in any dead air anytime around here. I don't know why I can't do it on this
usually
show.
Usually when you get tired of what I'm talking about, you cut me off. I'm all right.
Working on a new sponsor. T-Rex sells firearms. T-Rex. He's a small arms dealer. Oh, yeah, I know.
Just think, y'all only get the jokes on Saturday morning. I got them all week long.
That's true. That's true. That's true. Did you hear about the guy who traded in their bed for a trampoline?
Oh, you told me this one.
Without telling his wife. Man, she hit the ceiling. I'll tell you. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-666. I actually got a little smile out of that one.
No, I just thinking I forgot it that quick.
Oh, hey, I talked to Mark the other day at Madonna Seafood. They are now serving in the restaurant, which has been closed for a little while, all-you-can-eat crabs at the restaurant. So there's another option for the crab lovers in our audience, Madonna Seafood, all-you-can-eat crabs.
Yeah, I'm going to might be doing that myself tomorrow.
Doing what?
Eating crabs.
Really?
They, where we're going to lunch for my birthday, they have crabs.
Really?
And it's my birthday.
Huh. I hope you saved your shekels. Officers on surveillance in Queen Anne's County charged four men with numerous striped bass violations May 17th after seizing 16 undersized striped bass. Excuse me. Patrolling officers intercepted a recreational boat and saw two men throwing numerous striped bass overboard. The officers gathered the drifting fish. Oh my God, that had been thrown overboard and escorted the vessel back to the Kent Narrows landing and charged Guillermo Correa, 43, of West Friendship, and Jesus Dibon Orellana, 41, David Morales, 36, and Alcides Villanueva Pineda, 29, all of Laurel with illegal possession of striped bass and fishing without required registration. Correa received additional citations for interference with state buoys, markers or monuments, failure to obtain a boating safety education certificate, and failure to carry visual distress signals. Three men were charged with illegally fishing for striped bass at the Kent Narrows drawbridge May 26th. That's in Queen Anne's County. An officer on surveillance about 11:30 p.m. saw three people fishing beneath and above the bridge. Beneath and above the bridge.
Some were below, some were up top.
I can never figure that out. Where signs are posted against trespassing and fishing. Police reported the men were catching undersized striped bass and hiding them in a nearby bush. As the men got into their car to leave, police conducted a conservation stop and located a black trash bag containing 23 undersized striped bass. Police confiscated the fish and charged Oswaldo Franco Lopez, 36, of Baltimore, Gabri Varela Padilla, 24, of Baltimore, and Christian Rodriguez Morales, 25, of Essex, with illegally possessing striped bass and violating time restrictions of possessing striped bass while fishing. Lopez received an additional charge for criminal trespass. How about that? Let's see. All right, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I guess nobody wants to win any fishing tackle at the end of the month. At least this week, nobody's really calling in too much. Oh, my goodness. Natural Resources Police charge a Rockville man with trespassing and hunting on private land without permission. Michael McLaughlin, 61 should have known better, was charged May 22nd after being spotted. There's a search by the department's canine unit found items belonging to him in the woods on posted property near Poolsville. Montgomery County canine rider conducted the search and found McLaughlin's shotgun, camouflage clothing, and other hunting gear along with McLaughlin's license in a pocket on the camouflage pants. Police later found McLaughlin at his residence and cited him. If convicted, he faces up to $2,000 in fines. Wow. Interesting. Well, it sounds like the Natural Resources Police have been busy, that's for sure. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we'd love to hear from you. Don't forget today's Kids Fishing Rodeo, 7 to 11 a.m. at Hillcrest Park. It's the William Blamberg Youth Fishing Rodeo in memory of Mr. Bill Blamberg, co-owner of Clyde Sports Shop, and sponsored by Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde is always generous with the kids in his neighborhood and donates rods and reels to this event. So bring your own bait. There's no entry fee. Age groups are 2 to 5, 6 to 9, 10 to 12, and 13 to 15. And, you just go fish and have a good time. You might win a little award or a ribbon or trophy or something. The Baltimore Highlands Recreation Council is in charge of that, and it's at Hillcrest Park, Where did I read the draft? Oh, 3rd Avenue at Hollins Ferry Road behind the Lansdowne High School. 3rd Avenue at Hollins Ferry Road behind the Lansdowne High School. So there you go, Hillcrest Park. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-WCBM is our phone number. And let me get a few emails. There's Bill. Let's talk to Bill and Jessup. Good morning, Bill.
Morning, Alan.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
What's going on? I thought you left. I thought you retired to someplace nice down south.
My last official day at work, and I'll be gone in next 2 weeks from yesterday.
Gotcha.
Yep. Morning, Robin.
Good morning. How you doing?
I am fantastic. I am fantastic. Heading south.
Heading south.
Tell me again
where you're going.
North Carolina.
That's right. Yep, couldn't remember.
Morehead City, probably.
Morehead City.
We're heading.
Yes, sir.
We're heading to Duck in August.
Well, Alan, you should holler at me because you could take a little trip a little further up down the coast, and we can hop on my boat and go do a little fishing.
Oh, I like that.
That's fine with me. We got time.
You going to keep your same phone number?
Yes, sir.
Still going to be tethered to Maryland with that phone number, huh?
Well, you know, can't get rid of that.
Nope. You got too many connections. You don't want to get rid of your phone. You got too many contacts in there.
Hey, look, we leave from North Carolina. We leave the middle of the week after. We're not staying for the whole week. So you could ride down and see him.
I could. You know, yeah.
Yeah. Just holler at me. And, Chris is the new owner of the business, so.
I got it. Well, when you get a chance, send me his contact information.
I will. They've got everything. They're all set and ready to go.
Oh, man, that's great.
All in introductions. But it looks like you were talking earlier about the robins having issues and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think the geese had any problems.
Nah, they usually don't.
Hatching wise,
they're water oriented. They have the oil on their feathers, and they don't need to worry about that. But you know, critters like turkeys and all the other birds. I mean, if you're nesting out in the open, and you get wet and cold, like we had that one weekend, it was just chilly.
Oh, it was crazy.
Yeah, it'll take out a lot of the population if they can't find cover. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I had the chance to turkey hunt with my daughter for a week, and she missed the Jake, but she's still fired up about it.
Well, you know, that happens.
Yeah.
That happens.
Part of hunting.
Yep.
So. Part of hunting.
Part of hunting is missing. That's right.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but cool. I will miss the state of Maryland, but I won't miss the state of Maryland. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah, it's like my job.
Trust me, I
get it.
I understand it, so.
The legislature wasn't the way they were. I would even think about staying longer, but
I got you. Yeah. Well, look. Have a great time. You can still listen online, or you can listen on the app or whatever. You'll be more than glad to hear from you once you get down there.
Absolutely, buddy. Will do.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, Bill.
Yep.
See you, bud.
Take care, Robin. Bye, bye.
You too. It's great hearing from you, and I hope we get to see you.
Oh yeah, definitely. Take care.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Hey, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you just never use? Well, we had one here in the back room. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. But we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after a couple other visits elsewhere. They did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert and the surrounding fireplace, of course. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And while you're there, take a look at the barbecue grills as well. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. and you'll be ready for next winter. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billies open 7 days a week. Route 50 and exit 44. If it's heat you want or barbecue grill, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex!
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Talk Radio 680. WCPM.
Hey, we're back. Yes, for a few minutes anyway, a couple minutes. So.
Oh, I got to, that's right, we're getting ready to sign off, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, there's the music. So that would be your turn to say something, actually.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, and hopefully it won't rain today and you can enjoy the weekend.